is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. At this hour, President Trump hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House.
The focus of the meeting is to try to hammer out details of the next phase of the ceasefire deal with Hamas and discuss how to move forward in Gaza. While Netanyahu met with the president's Mideast envoy yesterday to talk about how this peace can hold, Trump told reporters,
"I have no guarantees that the peace is going to hold."
After the two leaders meet privately, they'll hold a joint press conference. President Trump's first with a foreign leader in his second term. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Trump told reporters today he has left instructions to obliterate Iran if it assassinates him, and he supports a proposal to send American prisoners to El Salvador. The FBI has given the Department of Justice the names of 5,000 agents and employees who helped investigate Trump. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports some FBI agents are suing the DOJ over it.
FBI agents were doing their job. They were taking assignments, doing them diligently. And for my 4 years of covering the January 6th prosecutions, there was not one occasion where a judge laid a glove on what the FBI agents and employees did in the field.
The nominations of RFK Jr. for Health Secretary and Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence have advanced to the full Senate. North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis supported Kennedy.
I hope he goes wild on food safety discussions so that we can actually improve our food safety supply. I hope he goes wild on the health care supply chains.
President Trump's 10% tariffs on Chinese imports took effect today. CBS's Weijia Jiang says Trump wants to keep fentanyl made in China out of the U.S.
The Trump administration arguing that, you know, they haven't done enough to curb the amount of that illegal drug flowing into the U.S. despite efforts by the Biden administration to do so.
China says it will retaliate with its own tariffs Monday. Officials have recovered the remains of all 67 victims of last week's collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport. Some programs that rely on federal funding say they are still locked out of their payment systems. Joel Ryan is with the Washington State Association of Head Start.
I've described it to people as sort of a rolling blackout, where there are some Head Start programs, depending on the time of day, are able to draw down their federal dollars while others aren't.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore has unveiled the designs for replacing Baltimore's Key Bridge 10 months after it collapsed.
This will be the place that the country will remember not just what resilience looks like, but what economic growth looks like.
The new bridge will be better protected against cargo ship strikes, which is what brought down the old one. Stocks higher at the close, NASDAQ up 271. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha High School was swatted today. Bradford High School went on lockdown this morning after false reports of a shooting involving an AR-15. Police say they confirmed there was no threat and that they're investigating where the call came from. People in the area will have a chance tomorrow to weigh in on the We Energy's proposal for a natural gas power plant in Kenosha County. The Public Service Commission will host two sessions, one at 2, one at 6, at the Union Grove Village Hall. The proposal is for a 128-megawatt facility. The strange story about what happened at a Racine school yesterday is up at RacineCountyEye.com. The name of the man arrested is now known, plus more about his arrest. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and chilly today. High temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds packing us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 21.
It's WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles, who popped his head in here. And Stuart, how far apart in age are your kids again?
Oh, boy. Put me on the spot here. I think we got to
do some math here.
9, 6, and 3. Is that right?
So like something. 3 years apart, pretty much.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when you told your kids that they were going to have a little sibling?
Yeah.
What was the reaction? Do you remember?
Good. It was positive.
They liked that.
I've seen America's Funniest Home Videos where the reaction isn't the same, but yeah.
Well, how about this one? This is out of China. An 8-year-old girl demanded her parents write a letter guaranteeing that they would love her the most before allowing them to have a second child. The girl worried that her parents would not love her as much if they had a second child, according to her mother. I can see that reaction. If you're a kid, that you say, "Oh, they're not gonna love me as much. They're not gonna have as much time for me." But as a parent, you know that the love just expands, right?
Yeah, well, of course. But I'm just more interested in the binding law in China, how it pertains to these type of documents.
I love how it says. The girl demanded her parents write a letter guaranteeing they would love her the most before allowing them to have a second child.
Did they
say we're thinking of doing this? What do you think? I mean,
well, and what does she know about the process?
right. 8 years old. I don't know.
Right.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Just a little bit, mister.
Come and get your love on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You know we play the timeless hits. And now with Valentine's Day sneaking up on us, we've got the timeless gifts, too. It's the Timeless Hits Timeless Gifts Giveaway. We're going to set up one lucky winner with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers by Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha. The Sweet Tooth Satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. And that all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmus and Diamonds in Racine. And, of course, a great date night, too. It's a concert with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. How do you get in on it? Here's what you do. Simply enter at any of our sponsor locations. We're going to choose a winner at random on Monday, February 10th. That's next Monday. And we're going to call the winner with the details. So stop in at one of these locations. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. They're at 75th Street and 30th Avenue in Kenosha. Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Or the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. It's the Timeless Hits and Timeless Gifts Giveaway. From your Valentine, WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy. That's 1 week free on me.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house, too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Saying,
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? 11% of the earth is what? The answer? Frozen. Thank you.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my
God. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and local news has never been covered more completely, as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic experience to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The strange story about what happened at a Racine school yesterday is up at racinecountyeye.com. The name of the man arrested is now known, plus more about his arrest. That's some of the latest through the eye. A Kenosha High School was swatted today. Bradford High School went on lockdown this morning after false reports of a shooting involving an AR-15. Police say they confirmed there was no threat and that they're investigating where the call came from. Charges recommended for 41-year-old Justin Tursek are first-degree intentional homicide and animal mistreatment causing death. It follows what Kenosha police originally called a suspicious death yesterday. There was an hours-long search for Tursek, who was considered armed and dangerous. He's now in custody at the Kenosha County Jail. Police yesterday found someone dead inside of a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue, with a dog also killed. Formal charges are pending. The old ball game will feel like something new this year at AmFam. The Milwaukee Brewers will have some changes at American Family Field for the upcoming season, including a facial recognition entry system. It's called the MLB Go-Ahead Entry, called an optional facial authentication system. You don't have to use it. The team is also debuting the Alley Food Truck Park on the left field loge level. The giveaways have been announced for the year. You can see the dates and what's available at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and chilly today. High temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds knocking us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 19.
Just might have a problem that you learn.
if you need a friend.
And timeless hits from Bill Withers, Lean on Me on WRJN. Well, if you're focusing on your eating habits in 2025, then be mindful of the clock striking 2:41 p.m. A survey of 2,000 Americans found that that is the very specific time of day when willpower is most tested and cravings strike the hardest. The study also found that we spend about 40 minutes per day thinking about food. The flavors we crave the most, 79% sweet, 54% salty, 45% spicy.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
The world right, find us
the world.
Your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Also your home for the Don Rosen Morning Show with dozens of entertaining and informative interviews every week. Now you can hear many of them in podcast form, too, on demand. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Hey!
Local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey on WRJN. That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story, and it's all sponsored by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. Now, if you miss Paul Harvey on the air, it's also on demand, too, at WRJN.com. It's the Supremes, and You Can't Hurry Love on WRJN. Eventually, the Supremes kind of became a revolving door. In 1972, for example, Cindy Birdsong left the Supremes because she was expecting a baby. She was replaced by Linda Lawrence. 1 year later, Lawrence left the group for the same reason and was replaced by Birdsong.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House this hour. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz says they have plenty to talk about.
Rightly, our discussions will be focused on the future of Gaza, the destruction of Hamas, and of course getting our folks out.
CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
I think the top line is going to be how Israel is implementing phase two of the ceasefire.